Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Two wildfires burning to the east, the Butler Fire and the Salmon River Fire burning further east, continue to pose problems for fire crews battling the blazes. The Butler Fire has grown to more than 6,000 acres and stands at 8% containment as of this morning. Fire personnel are still facing difficulties battling the blaze due to steep terrain and low visibility. Additionally, a red flag alert is in place due to expected lightning from thunderstorms. The Salmon Fire has burned more than 7,000 acres and is only about 15% contained. The Salmon Fire is close enough to small communities like Sawyer's Bar and the Klamath National Forest that evacuation advisories have been issued and residents are prepared to move at short notice. Air quality advisories are still in effect for Forks of Salmon, Klamath Glen, Orleans, and Witchpeck. A public meeting is scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. in the Krug Department of Natural Resources in Orleans. A sheriff's deputy on patrol recognized a green Toyota Camry being driven on Harris Street as having been reported stolen by Eureka Police. After initiating a traffic stop, the deputy contacted 38-year-old Lolita resident Jimmy Bowie, who told the deputy that he had borrowed the car. The deputy noticed that the ignition had been punched out, and Bowie was arrested and later booked into county jail. A search of the vehicle turned up suspected stolen items, including a tool bag with some $4,000 worth of tools that had been reported stolen on the 4th from a residence on Fern Street in Eureka. Deputies also found other tools, including a pneumatic stapler, a sawzall, and a cordless drill, along with a camera, that are suspected of having been stolen as well. If you believe the stolen items are your property, you are asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Arcata Police Department's Special Services Unit served a search warrant this morning at a residence in the 200 block of Beverly Court in Arcata. Officers located a marijuana grow operation in the garage comprised of 150 marijuana plants, 11 pounds of processed bud, and close to $6,000 in cash. The grow operation was utilizing 15 times the electrical power of a typical home in Arcata, and records indicated that the residents were enrolled in the PG&E care program for low-income families. Officers arrested 31-year-old Nicholas Jackson and 24-year-old Sarah Keeble, and they were booked into jail on charges of cultivation and possession of marijuana. Humboldt County was the recipient of a gold medal. Dan Squire has more.
Representatives from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau make an appearance at the annual California State Fair each year to tout the virtues of visiting the region. On Tuesday, Tony Smithers, executive director of the Visitors Bureau and the man who coordinates Humboldt County's booth, announced that for the first time, the booth was awarded a gold medal for its presentation. The Bureau hands out thousands of brochures and travel guides to fair visitors, and they are also judged on the quality of their presentation. This year, that meant first place and a gold medal for their Bigfoot booth, which featured a large screen and video of the natural beauty of the county. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police officers arrested 42-year-old parolee and Eureka resident Ronald Elwell at gunpoint in the parking lot of the Kmart on South Broadway early this morning. Elwell is accused of kidnapping, assault with a deadly weapon, and vehicle theft. Police believe Elwell was involved in a dispute with a family who had let him borrow a minivan. The family, including a mother and her teenage daughters, tracked down Elwell after he refused to return the vehicle and confronted him at a gas station at 5th and S Streets at around 10:30 last night. Elwell, with his mother in the minivan, then jumped into the vehicle and drove off at a high rate of speed, damaging the van and then allegedly threatened to kill the mother while he drove across town and brandished a knife. The mother managed to get the knife away from Elwell and defend herself before she escaped after he drove onto a dead-end street. The mother then began walking and was able to use a cell phone from a Good Samaritan to call her daughters. Police immediately began searching for the van, which was found at just after 2 a.m. in the Kmart parking lot, with Elwell asleep inside, and he was arrested. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.